Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Morning After Show. Chapo was just sitting there making fun of me because I always introduce myself like that. Hello, hello, hello.
No, no, I thought we were already in an air, so we were like, hello, hello, hello. This is the Morning After Show. Oh, 101.9
FM. 101.9 FM. How's everyone doing today? This is the Morning After Show, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That is correct, from UBC. Today's a beautiful day, sunny here in the mountains, so we are very happy to be doing this show for you guys. Thank you for everybody to listening. We have like a special interview from Sarajevo. That is correct, with Mr. Osvaldo Perez.
Yeah.
And he's there with a band who is listening. It's a little surprise. We're going to talk about it very soon. And we got a bunch of music, and we are back after this long weekend. How was your weekend, Jordan?
It was awesome.
That was long?
Yeah, it was. Well, I'm still on my weekend, let's put it that way.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. We had a great time. This Saturday, I did the street cleanup. I joined forces with the Community Policing Center. The Grandview Woodlands one, it's a CPC right on a commercial between 3rd and 4th, and we went out and we cleaned the streets of East Van. There were so many of us that we actually broke into two different groups and covered more of it, so yeah, we had a great time. That was on this Saturday morning, so, and we're going to do another one, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, right down in that area as well, at starting at 10 o'clock to 12, so if you have a couple hours to volunteer and do a good thing for the community, definitely let me know, get a hold of us. You can check out the Haley Rose Foundation on Facebook. That's Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, and they'll direct you there for more information when they're doing their stuff and everything. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun, and everybody in the crew is very friendly. It's very a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was there once. I have the good luck to help you guys once. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and that was some hot soup after that. So that was lovely. Thank you, Rod, for that. Hard to forget your soup.
Yeah, it was great. The day both Chap and I went down, and we did it, and we had Rod Matheson there, and he filmed us, did some interviews, and both Chap and myself are in that interview, and it's great because you get to see, I'm sitting there being interviewed, and then Chap walks behind me, and he's dancing to his iPod, and it just looks so good on it.
I didn't even know the camera was there, man. I just was working. I always listen to music. Mm-hmm. Where are we listening now, Jordan? What is that in the background?
We got the Soul Motivators from the album Free to Believe.
Ooh. Oh, this guy's from Toronto?
Yeah, they're from Toronto. They're a multicultural urban lifestyle of Toronto, blending funk, soul, and psychedelic beat. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
You have a chemistry that can only be accomplished by a band breathing in sync and flexing chops earned from years of live experience. So yeah, this is their just little cheat sheet that they have with their EP here.
Yeah, I can see everybody outside dancing. Yeah,
hey,
hello.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, like, by the way, it's like a race fundraiser happening here outside for the cancer. It's getting haircuts. So come and get your haircut and support the cancer. It's here by the fringe.
Is that what they're doing outside?
Yeah, they're going to be there until 5 p.m. Or if you want to donate, if you have more than 6 inches of hair, you want to donate for the cancer, come bring it here to UBC. They're going to be here collecting your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. I love things that are community-based. And I don't know if there's any people that watch wrestling, and I'm not going to talk about WWE all that much, and I don't really do it with all my friends. But last night was Daniel Bryan's retirement speech. He went through a lot of concussions throughout the years. People that know him in the indie scene might know him better as Bryan Danielson. When he went to the WWE, he changed his name to Daniel Bryan. Yeah, he last night he had to retire, and that was his speech. And the reason why I bring this up is because a lot of people used to call him like a goat face and stuff because he let his hair go and his beard go. And then when he came out last night, he was all trimmed up. And the reason why is he was explaining that he got a haircut was for cancer for children or cancer for kids. And yeah, so he cut off his hair. He donated it. So they make a wig and it goes to a child that had cancer that needs a wig. And they provide that for absolutely free. And I think that is absolutely wonderful. I applaud you, Mr. Danielson, for doing that. Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of good causes. There's a lot of good community events going on around all the neighborhoods. So, like, we implore you to, you know, get involved. Yeah. Get involved.
Right now is the Canadian Cancer Society, the British Columbia, the one is giving cuts for cancer, haircuts. So they are going to be here in UBC until 5 p.m. It's $25 for the haircut. Everything's going to be donated for Cancer Society. And if you have like an extra 6 inches of hair and you want to cut it off, come and bring it here, please.
Yeah. So, yeah, what else happened this weekend?
Los Furios play with the Toasters last Sunday. Goodness. I remember well, I think.
This, wow.
I was dancing. That was packed.
I am still sore from dancing so much. You know, I gotta throw this out there. You know, the Los Furios Toaster show was absolutely amazing. But the one thing that blew my mind and I think created the whole show was Jesse. I'll find the name of his band, Jesse Labordier.
Ah, the opener band?
Holy.
Oh, man.
Wow. That guy blew the roof off.
So much energy. He didn't stop dancing. Everybody was like...
Yeah, it
so
was
happy.
Kind of like a folk punky kind of like a Green Day-esque. Like,
with great attitude. Yes. He always was smiling, you know, with a very good vibes. Everybody was so happy.
I couldn't believe how he was playing on the guitar. He was just all over the stage dancing. And
the drummer had the hands broke. He broke his hands. Remember, he was playing with one hand.
The drummer, he broke his wrist a week prior. You know, and it was such a great show. It was a full venue, almost full venue. And that's great because considering it was the Super Bowl on earlier that day as well. So, I'm so glad that a lot of people were able to leave the Super Bowl parties and come down and party with the Toasters and Los Furios and with CITR here and VAM Music and just everyone. So, you know, thank you so much. One thing I did want to talk about, and I'm not going to go too much into it, I was thinking about it today, is for the Super Bowl, Lady Gaga opened up and she sang, and, you know, I deal with a lot of the independent arts, and that's who I tend to stick to, but I got to say, Lady Gaga completely earned my respect on Sunday.
Why? What happened?
She opened up with the national anthem. And I gotta say, it was amazing. Like, it was amazing. My respect level for her went up so high. I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan. I've always respected her and her message and the way she does things. I've just never really liked her music. But then when she sang at the Super Bowl, wow. Like, wow. It blew my mind.
Are
and
you
and
talking
I have so much more respect.
About the boys? The tone of the boys?
Yeah, just the way she sang it. Like, it was.
Okay.
I'll try and find it. I'm sure a lot of you guys have already heard it, but wow.
I have to be honest with you. I don't watch that kind
of. You didn't watch the Super Bowl?
No, I was arriving to a restaurant trying to find something to drink. I was so thirsty, and that was the end of the middle. That was like the guy from Coldplay, and I don't know who was.
Yeah.
It was there, but I was like, I'm so glad I just got here when this is after they're done.
You know,
I don't even know who was playing.
Bruno Mars was singing for halftime as well, and, you know, he's another phenomenal guy. But the halftime show that Bruno Mars did last year, I think it was last year or the year before, that was phenomenal. This year's Super Bowl halftime show was okay.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny. I just opened up YouTube, and the first thing is Lady Gaga singing the national anthem.
Something I was reading, and it's kind of sad and interesting. And 2010, the Super Bowl broke the records from audience and rating, people watching.
Really?
Yeah.
Super Bowl 10.
To 2010. It's like so many things going on in 2010. That was like kind of, oh, 2010.
Where, do you know where that was?
No, I think, I don't even remember.
Huh. I know, what was it, a couple years ago when it was at New Orleans, the branding and the marketing behind the Super Bowl was phenomenal. Now, normally when you do an advertisement, you know, you you get the executives in there, you get the creative minds in there, and then they sell it to the artists. And, you know, and it goes through this whole process to get a commercial on the air. What they did at the Super Bowl was, it was, I believe, Oreo cookies, Christy cookies. Yeah, it was with Oreo cookies. And they had everyone in the same room at for the Super Bowl, so that they could come up with an ad really, really quick. And what happened is, if everyone remembers, is the power went out for about 20 minutes in New Orleans. And they had all of the people for Oreo in that same room. And within a couple minutes, within 5 minutes of that, of the power being out, they put out a tweet with a picture. And it was Oreo, I can't remember exactly, but it was dunking the cookie in the milk, and it said you can even do it in the dark. And it was brilliant, it was phenomenal, because this was the first time that a marketing branding strategy actually, you know, did it this way. And yeah, ever since then, people have been, these companies have been trying to duplicate exactly what Oreo cookie did that day.
Yeah, for that one, so much commercials, I don't know, too much.
Yeah. Super Bowl is great for commercials. So anyways, we got a great show coming up.
We're going to be playing Son of Dubiosa.
Yeah, we were just listening to that right before we came on. We got an interview with them as well. So,
yeah, this guy's played with Manu Chao and so many great artists.
All right, so what is it? We're still listening to these guys, the Soul Motivators in the background. Yeah, it looks like we're kind of just going through the whole EP here while we're talking. There's a few people that we'd like to say hello to. We have Cheryl from the Haley Rose Foundation listening to us over on Commercial Drive. Hello, hello, hello. Woo! Let me turn off that PC so we don't get that again.
Hello.
And then as well, Mr. John Prentice, he's at home. He's not feeling very well, but he is listening. So hello, Mr. Prentice.
Yeah, I hope you get well soon, buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was dancing too much on Sunday. Yeah. You see him?
We all were. Yeah, and he actually documented a lot of the night as well. So check out that.
Yeah, he was working hard.
Well, let me just check this out. So yeah, we were talking about the Los Furio show. Prentice documented a little bit. Mr. Chappie here, he got a little bit of it. He put it up on the Morning After show on Facebook. So why don't we take a quick listen to the live presentation of Los Furios for that night, and we'll be back to you guys in just a little bit.
Way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. making lots of money. The land of milk and honey. It's so sunny.
Searching sight and power. People hearing it became caught up in a frenzy.
Mm-hmm. like mustard. Can play the guitar, likes to rub the leg, and she's comfy by a fire. Wants to hold her hand, but it's not what she desire. They always set a trap, I fall in and make it crazy. I ain't in no position, I give myself so easily. Set the standard straight so she don't spend her time statically. Let the night go on and we get in it all so naturally. Left me on their front porch all alone on a Saturday. Strangers, or they just friends you never met? Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, or they just friends you never met? Friends that could just be friendly or friends with benefits. Strangers, or they just friends you never met? Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, or they just friends you never met? Friends that could just be friendly or friends with benefits. I'm losing my mind, can't see no straight line. A perfect picture turned a distorted design. Text a funny picture, I text like 20 other. But she's the only thing that leave my mom from wondering. And open up the door, you know, cause I hear that doorbell ring. Let her in if they notice a bar, she ain't got no wedding ring. Offer up a beverage, she says pour a glass of anything. Wake her in the morning, serve green tea. Cause you know that strangers, oh they just friends you never met. Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, or they just friends you never met. Friends that could just be friendly or friends with benefits. Strangers, or they just friends you never met. Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, or they just friends you never met. Give it to me, Phil, on that trumpet. The stars shook me to the moon back, shot me like a thunderclap. Why can't they all be like that? Leaving at that drop of the hat, ordering that won't taxi cab. She left me with a pat of back. You know she's gonna walk of shame, it's a walk of pride. Oh, with a smile she sits cross legged as she waits for a ride. Text messages of friends that say that she's alive. Well, sends me one right after saying that she had a great time. You know that maybe we could do this in our future. You could bring a movie, you know I could cook some dinner and reply. Baby, that sounds great, let me text you later. Proceed to delete her last name from my phone. Change it to a Craver. Oh, they just friends you never met. Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, oh, they just friends you never met. Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, oh, they just friends you never met. Friends that could be friends with benefits. Strangers, oh, they just friends you never met. Friends that could be friends with benefits.
It's Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present. Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19 plus and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event.
I am Roman Total 17.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
All right, welcome back. Sorry, my sound machine shut down, and I'm just trying to get all the settings back up.
What's going on here, then?
I don't know. There's supposed to be a thing where it's... I can't even hear myself right now.
There's a thing where
it's supposed to stop after every commercial, and I just kept playing, so I was just trying to play around with that, trying to get it back on. Anyways, I do want to let you know that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And this is The Morning After Show. I am Jordan Van Musegray. And as always, by my side, we have Mr. Chapa.
Mr. Chapa. Oh, that sounds good, man.
Thank you. It's The Morning After Chapa Show. And Mr. Prentice, who is not feeling the best today. So we do hope that he does feel better.
Yeah, hopefully he gets well soon and he's join us from the next show next show. Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like last Friday, Jordan, let me tell you, I went to check out this band. It's called Bayo. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. That was in the Biltmore Cabaret.
At the Biltmore?
Yeah, this guy is one of the ex-Vampire Weekend.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Integrants, and that was amazing. Everybody was dancing, having a good time.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I don't know why you don't show up. I was waiting
for you. Yeah, sorry. I was, it's been such a busy weekend for me.
Have a ticket in my hand.
You know what else I wanted to do? Is Lydia Hole. She does the thing at the Yale Club on Mondays. I wanted to go there last night, but I...
Yeah, that was the last one last night. That was so good.
It was the last one last night? I got a press release on Vine Music saying that it's going to be doing it every Monday.
Oh, really? Maybe they extended it because that was until the 8th, February the 8th. I think that was the last one. That was yesterday.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to go home. Check that out. Check out my email. If it is, in fact, going on, stay tuned on vanmusic.ca, and I'll put up that press release on there so that everyone can kind of see what's going on with that. So, in the background, we have Los Rastros. I can never pronounce
Los Rastrillos from Mexico.
From Mexico,
they were playing here, I think, last year. They came for a jazz festival or something like that.
Yeah, Mr. Perez had them down here. We played them at Sharky's. They were also playing at, I think, the Imperial. Great show. It was a wonderful show.
I want to say hi quickly to Pastor, to El Chino, Sopi, Yonki, Keko, Pericles, Kako, El Profe. That is the guy from the Rastrillos.
Hey, guys. And I also want to bring up that our friends that are currently listening in Sarajevo right now with our friend Oswaldo and Rachel, Adidas Brano, Elmir, the singer, Mario, Sanhad, and Ernie. They're all listening down there. Hello, guys.
Hello.
We're going to play some of your music in just a little bit. And we got an interview that Oswaldo's done. So.
Dubiosa Collective.
Yes. So, wonderful, wonderful group. If you were listening to the program before that, talking about how you guys covered this really, really popular Russian song. So we got to listen to that song right before the Morning After Show came on the air. So, it was wonderful, wonderful. We got a couple more things lined up with you guys. We have one of my new favorite songs is No Escape from Balkan. And, we're going to listen to Red Carpet pretty quick with Mino Chao.
And we listened before to Edu Formigli. We Donde Estás Estaré with the album Pyramid. If this guy is from Argentina, very talented, check it out. And yeah, you can find it in SoundCloud, Edu Formigli.
That is cool. So yeah, I guess before we play the interview, let's catch up our listeners to exactly who these guys are. So this is called Red Carpet featuring Mano Chiao, and this is Dubioska
Collective.
Thank you. I'm so glad Chap is here with me most days.
Yeah, and everybody who is there listening from the band, Edis Brano, Almir, Mario, Senad, and Hernay, Osvaldo, and Rachel, hello everybody. I hope you guys are listening and having a good time over there in Sarajevo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, play it.
Oh, okay.
Can you write, man?
Here we go, guys. This is not a free world, just a free market. Red flag on the floor, became a red carpet. It's not a free world now, it's just a free market. Red flag on the floor now,
but this time only on a Facebook page. This is all wrong on so many levels. New gun needs new kind of rebels. This is not a free world, just a free market. Red flag on the floor became a red carpet. It's not a free world now.
have some here.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Welcome back. That was No Escape from Dubyeski Cole Swallow. Stop. There we go. Well, why not play the next song with it? Oh. All right.
Dubyosa collected. That was awesome. Thank you guys for sending this material from straight from Sarajevo. Thank you, Osvaldo, for being working in your holidays. We appreciate
you
send us these interviews and
holidays. He's hanging out with some cool guys right now. Awesome band. Seeing some really cool sights, and he gets to interview it. And we get to play the interview on air for all of you guys. So that's coming up right after this. This song is called Kazoo by the same guys. And we'll get to the interview right after this song. Yeah, let's listen to the rest of this song, and then we'll get to the interview. We'll play the first little bit of the interview, and then we'll come back and play some more music.
The interview is with this guy called Vetran. Vetran Addis.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you guys in just a bit. Marihuanu odati gara do Irana kao da smo juče pali s grana odati gara do Irana majmunu je dovoljna banana odati gara do Irana kao da smo juče pali s grana odati gara do Irana ilegalna je marihuana. Nam roda i da jedino je zdrava flaširana voda. Kažu da uz pjesmu efikasnije se trlja čudotvorni sapun protiv tvrdokornih mrlja. Neće nikad prestat glave da nam pune sve dok je ovaca neće palit vune. Kažu spale su nam gaće, zagrizli smo udice, glave nam u pjesku nezaštićene guzice. Kažu da je smak svijeta relativno blizu i da su nas banke uvukle u krizu. Ne tjeraju na izbore svake dvije godine, a ja to sam za proponu marihuanu. Od Vatikana do Irana kao da smo juče pali z grana. Od Vatikana do Irana majmunu je dovoljna banana. Od Vatikana do Irana kao da smo juče pali z grana. Od Vatikana do Irana ilegalna je marihuana.
I don't understand too much what they say, just like a few words, but I like.
I can feel it. I don't need to know what they're saying. I can feel it.
John is listening to the show. He's happy, dancing, feeling better after the song.
Hey, we're glad to hear that you're listening, John, and you're out of bed and you're dancing. Why aren't you at the show, Mr. Prentice? there we go.
It's a beautiful day to go to the beach, John.
Where is that coming from?
Oh, no, but I like
it. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I like this, too. Oh, this is you guys as well. Vulio. All right. Well, Oh, I'm all over the place this morning. It's great. Let's get to that first part of that interview. This is done by Mr. Oswaldo Perez. This is with the bass player. Yeah, we're going to learn more about their music. Bosnia and the Balkans. So, yeah, let's check this out.
So, hello, my name is Osvaldo from Radio Alicia. Every Sunday, CJSF 90.1 FM at 4 p.m. And the morning after show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver every Tuesday at 11:30. We're here with Bedran from Dubioza Collective. They just released their new album. So we're here in sunny Sarajevo. I think it's minus zero degrees around.
Sunny and smoky.
Sunny and very smoky. So we're going to start as all the interviews, maybe a little bit about the history of the band. I think it was like merge between two bands or yeah, what's the story?
That happened so long ago that we don't remember that history very much. It was like 12 years ago. And since then a lot of things happened, a lot of personal changes in the band, 7 albums and hundreds of concerts. There's a lot of things in between that happens.
How you guys met?
Accidentally. We knew this other band who also broke up in the same time when our old band broke up. So we kind of said, let's do something together. It was not very premeditated experiment, but it lasted for
those bands. Did you guys recordings with those previous bands of
Dubioza?
Okay,
yeah.
So people that are your fans of Dubioza can go back and trace.
Yeah, but it's one of the bands, the band from which singers came is more like hip hop, and the other band was more like experimental electronic music. So it's different from Dubioza.
Okay, so that leads to my other question. What did you have in mind when you started Dubioza Collective? Like, you feel like, okay, let's do a fusion band and mix all these rhythms, or let's just do it for fun, or let's try to become superstars, or...
Well, neither. But we when we met, we didn't talk a lot about what kind of music we're gonna be, what we're gonna sound like. Yeah, but we had something like in mind, some small sociological experiment. We wanted to make very political band and to talk about things that we thought that were important in our society in that moment. And that was the only constant throughout the band history, is that all the albums were really engaged in, and the music-wise, it changed a lot. You know, it evolved from first album to this one quite a lot, and if you listen one after the other, you will probably hear it quite clearly.
But you always have the activist thing, no?
Well, that was the thing that interested us the most, and we didn't really care about, you know, being rock and roll star. Really. We just want to widen the reach of our music and to try to trick people into thinking about issues that maybe they won't happen to that moment. Because in you know, like 10, 15 years ago, especially young people, they were really apolitical, and that was kind of trendy. Not to know who's the president or prime minister and what they were doing. And it was, you know, it's very dangerous.
Hey,
that was
sorry.
Part of the interview. We are having technical difficulty here in Kabin, but that was we're gonna play more very soon. Or if you wanna check it out, the rest is gonna be on YouTube and or different pages.
All right. So stop talking to me online while I'm playing this interview, guys. I think that's what the problem is. John, stop it. All right. Yeah. Hmm. What are we listening to in the background?
Oh, this is Red Haven.
Yeah.
And this is a local band. It's from Vancouver. And they're going to be playing soon with his new album. So check it out. I think it's going to be in the Media Club.
Media Club. All right, so let's listen to the rest of this. And then, yeah, we'll come back with that interview. Sorry about that, guys.
House that nobody can see. And I am writing for a paper that nobody can read. No, I won't ask for nothing until the day I can breathe. No. No. Two cats dying on the edge of the road, curling up quiet while their vision explodes. And won't you lend me your number? Such a discolored fraction, and I will write to you a letter about the wonders that you owe. And I am living in a glass house that nobody can see. And I am writing for a paper that nobody can read. And no, I won't ask for nothing until the day I can breathe. No. No. Falling red in the cracks of the streets, and you are giving me a look that says I got to retreat. But no, I won't ask for nothing, just give me up something that you can't hide away behind your eyes like a creep. And won't you lie down, baby? Yeah, I know who you are.
Don't you lie down, baby? I don't know who you are.
And won't you cry now, baby? Show me some affection, and I will write you a letter about your massive attraction.
Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present. Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19 plus and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event.
I am Roman Total 17, the pastor.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
All right, Harpo.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you.
Hey, I want to say hi to Victor and Cindy for Delco Elevators. They are listening from North Vancouver. Alex, they're listening to the show.
Hey, guys!
Thank you for listening. Always.
That's right. We know Mr. Sterno's listening. He has put in a request. We'll get to that in just a little bit. One of our favorite Vancouver bands, which is Los Ferios. So in the meantime, okay, I'm going to put you back to the interview. This is 3 minutes into the interview. Unfortunately, I don't know when exactly it stopped. This is on the Morning After Show on Facebook, so you can check out the whole interview in its entirety there. As well, it'll be on Van Music shortly as well. So, yeah, let's kind of kick back into that interview then.
The music wise, it changed a lot. You know, it evolved from first album to this one quite a lot. And if you listen to, one after the other, you will probably hear it quite clearly.
But you always have the activist thing, no?
Well, that was the thing that interested us the most, and we didn't really care about, you know, being rock and roll star. We just want to widen the reach of our music and to try to trick people into thinking about issues that maybe they won't. Because in you know, like 10, 15 years ago, especially young people, they were really apolitical. That was kind of trendy. Not to know who's the president or prime minister and what they're doing. And it's very dangerous.
A lot of apathy, yeah.
And I think since then, a lot of bands appeared that talked openly about politics, and I think that's the biggest change in the scene. You know, before the 90s, bands were really, if they talked about politics, they talked it, you know, behind some metaphors, not very openly. And now there's more bands that do it.
That do that. Yeah. Cool. Well, we have a Sarajevsko pivo. This is like the typical beer of Sarajevo.
Yeah.
So how easy is to start a band here in Sarajevo or in Bosnia? In general, Bosnia.
I don't know. It's probably as difficult as anywhere else. Plus, on top of that, we had a problem with for a while, for the first 7-8 years, we had a problem with visas. Spent a lot of time queuing in front of the embassies in order just to get out of the country.
So, oh, yeah.
But I think that makes us a little more stubborn than the rest of the bands from the countries that have that problem. So we worked hard, and now we are where we are.
Cool. Let's talk about the new album. What's the name of the new album?
New album name is Happy Machine.
Happy Machine.
Yeah.
You sing in three languages,
right? Three, four.
Yeah.
With the guests who helped us with the other languages.
Yeah, these guys are playing with La Pegatina, Mano Chao, and then there's some people that we don't know in our audience, probably, I don't know. Benji Webb, Zambo Agusev, Roy Pachi.
Roy Pachi, you know, he's a very famous trumpet player. He played in... with Mano Chao in Radio Bembo Sound System.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Benji Webb is the guy who is behind Tab 4 and Skindred band. He's very, very nice guy. And Zambo Agusev is the guy who's our biggest discovery last year, because he's an amazing trumpet player.
Uh-huh.
And with his orchestra, he's really rising star, I think. He'll be well known.
Yeah.
He's still young.
You can download the CD for free right now. It mixes a lot of traditional music from here with ska and
yeah, it's a mashup of all these different genres that we like and find interesting. It's hard to describe it, you know. The best thing is to go to dubioza.org and to download it. I think it's the best way to hear what it's all about.
Dubioza.org. Check it out. We're going to give you a CD, actually, that I have here. Mm-hmm. Los Furios. This is a local band there in Vancouver. I wrote this song with Kyle, the singer. So it's kind of like same as Diaz as your band, so that's a gift. from Vancouver. And so you're going to be touring.
This is a strip interview. It's not interview. It's about this guy stripping. Let's go.
The tour. You're going to be touring some summer festivals. And
yes.
Are you going to North America anytime soon?
If they give us visas and working permits, then maybe we will go. We have a plan to go in March and in April. We have a gig booked in South by Southwest Festival in Austin. And we'll probably, if we get visa, we'll probably do a small North American tour, maybe.
Okay.
10 dates.
But you have some dates already planned in Europe?
In Europe, the summer is fully booked. You can also find all the dates on our website, and I think this is the last month that we're gonna spend at home this year.
Oh, yeah.
The rest we're gonna be traveling around.
Okay, so check this out, and I wanted to ask you also about the our shirt.
All right. So that's the first part of the interview. We'll get back to the rest of that in just a bit. It is funny, Oswaldo, like always, is drinking a cerveza in the background, and now he's starting to strip, and he just has all these layers on.
It's the Mexican way, man. Don't judge him.
He's on Mexican time. He's on. Oh my goodness, that's funny. Okay, so let's get into this. This is a cool. This CD we're about to play, this guy is called The High Grades. In the Jungle, this is a completely instrumental track.
Oh, I love that song, man. Good choice.
Yeah, so let's listen
and
to
that. And
we
will continue with Dubiosa Collective interview soon.
Yes, very soon. Thank you.
When they cut you down to size, you were glad they left you alive. When they cut you down to size,
welcome back
to the morning after show.
CITR
101.9
FM.
That is correct. Oh. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're having a great time here in the studio.
I think we're having more fun than what we should be because we keep messing up behind the controls here.
Yes, we're learning, so it's fun. But, Jordan, let me tell you and remind you before I forgot about the Guamis.
Actually, before you do that, 1 second. You want to talk about the song?
I don't want to forget.
You want to talk about the song that we were just listening to or the band that we were just talking to?
The last song.
Yeah.
It's called Bio. And the name of the song was Endless Rhythm.
Yes.
And they were playing last Friday here in town, and that was very good. Everybody was dancing. Mm-hmm. And this guy is the ex-integrant for Vampire Weekend. So I know I found out when I was there in the show.
Yeah.
And then, like, who the hell is this guy? He's so good. And then they told me and talked with the guy. Very nice guy. Very talented. And
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was awesome. I love that. I'm going to go home and listen to some more of that. So anyways, what were you going to say before I interrupted you?
About the Guamis.
Yes, the Guamis. They're coming on right up.
Yeah, for whoever, what is not the Guamis, it's not like the Grammys. It's better because
it's local.
It's local, and mm-hmm. It is the people of our community is the one who vote and are nominated. It's a lot of musicians.
Yeah, everyone was nominated and everyone was voted on within the community, which was a really nice thing. Nova Music wasn't nominated. That's okay. There's next year.
Yeah, this is going to be on Friday, February the 12th. And it's going to be like a lot of underground indie music, like a great talent in Vancouver, local celebrities, and I don't know, it's like a lot of categories.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, Jordan. You know I like that song. Yeah, so it's a lot of categories there. So it's like best pop group, best punk band, best avant-garde band, best metal, best hip-hop, best bluegrass, rock band, burlesque group, best guitarist, best drummer, best vocalist. So it's so many people nominated. So it's it's probably hard to mention in all of them, but it's like, I don't know, it's or a lot of bands like My Mother, The Carjacker, Kate the Abbey, 7-9 and 10, Devil in the Woodshack, Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio, Black Wizard, La Chinga, Kiss of the King, Bloody Berry, Lost Gears, Matt Moro, Ross Ricardo, Viana. So many, so...
Yeah, there's a lot of our friends being played in it, you know?
Yeah, a lot of
especially, we've done a lot of work with a lot of these bands and a lot of these people. Yeah, even the Rickshaw, Funky Winker Bean Studio Records and SPC is being voted for the best local venue. We got best bartender, bouncer, door person.
So it's like a real award for real people, for real musician, artist. So it's awesome. It's not like... Not everything is honest and legal.
Yeah, right. I think one of the coolest things they have is the shittiest band nomination, and you would think it was a bad thing, but it's really not. But Brass, Fucking Unicorns, Arc Spear, and Bog, they're up for shittiest band, and it's just, yeah, whoever wins that. I know Brass is really looking to hopefully win that one, but everyone is, but yeah, that's a...
Yeah, so it's going to be this Friday, $15 at the door. And yeah, go and check it out.
Yeah, it's gonna be an awesome show. It's gonna be like a truly awesome show. They've been preparing this for about six months now. It's just been everyone in the city has been really excited about this.
This is gonna be in the Wise Hall and Lounge. This is in 1882 Adirondack Street. And thank Josh Wood for inviting us. And
hey, Matthews,
Moon and Jess and all our friends are gonna be there. Thank you. We're gonna try to make it.
Yes, we will. So I guess the best way to do a promo with that is we'll play a couple of our favorite bands that are up for nomination. We have My Mother, The Carjacker, and Devil in the Woodshack. We do have a lot of more bands in it, but we are running short of time, and we got to get to the rest of that interview. So what we'll do is we'll play a little bit of My Mother, The Carjacker. They do have a new album out right now. This is from their other album, their self-proclaimed album, My Mother, The Carjacker. This is Circumstein. This is my favorite song by them. So since I'm here, I get to play it. All right, here we go, guys. We'll be right back.
down whenever I like it, cause I can. She knows I can. Smoke the finest green in all the land. We smoke it before most every jam. And we jam. Goddamn right, we jam. We sing these silly songs whenever we can. We write them down on whatever we can, cause we can. I'm sure glad I can, cause I might be a dead. There might be a day where I just cannot stand. And there might be a day where I'm old enough and my fingers don't work and my throat gives up. There might be a day you can say I told you so. So I hope I go before I get old. And I hope I go before I get old. And I hope I go before I get old. I hope this tiger heart never beats cold. Hey, hey.
Opinion of the people about Tito still in these times? They want him back, they think he was a good thing with Yugoslavia.
It's very polarized, you know, people from right wing or political spectrum have very one sided view of him. He's a criminal, war criminal, that he killed a lot of people, he was a dictator, and blah blah blah. And then people on the left side of the political spectrum think that he's a hero and idolize him, and the truth is probably somewhere in between.
In between.
Yeah. So it's I think his positive character, he brought prosperity and peace to this area for, you know, more than 50 years, and it's probably a matter of historians to determine, you know, the clear facts. He did some bad things, but mostly, in my opinion, he's a positive guy.
The war affected your music, like the way you write about.
Probably, it affected. I think it more affected our work ethics and attitude towards making music at all. Because during the war, music was kind of act of defiance, and people wrote music and played in bands. Because they want to protest the situation, and it was a way to keep their sanity, I guess. And also, the other election is that you kind of want to make anything if you just wait and for something or somebody to come and make you a star or give you a record deal or whatever. So this do-it-yourself attitude is probably coming from that experience, that you really have to do everything by yourself. And I think it helped us a lot, because even today, after all these years and all these albums and everything, we still do most of the things ourselves.
Yourself.
We record, produce, design, you know, maintain social networks. Everything is what is really important is done inside the band, and it's kind of, I think it's the best thing.
Okay, so what's the message of Happy Machine to the people?
I think that the album talks about freedom. It talks about different aspects of freedom, from freedom of speech to freedom of movement. You know, it's inspired by different things that happened in the last 2 years while the songs were written. And we took this on the cover of the CD, and actually Happy Machine is a name for this moonshining brewing device for alcohol, which is like homemade.
For rakia?
For rakia, rakia. Yes. Okay. And it is a metaphor because nowadays European Union is banning the home production of rakia without licenses, without, you know, okay, special permission.
Which is a tradition here.
And it is tradition, so it's not in Bosnia, because Bosnia is still not in European Union, but in, I don't know, Slovenia, Croatia, Czech Republic. It's a big deal. People are very, very stressed about it because somebody is banning the practice that is on for like hundreds of years, and their grandparents and parents or grandparents did it that way. So it's stupid to ban. And it's, you know, some stupid bureaucrat in Brussels said, this is not good, it's a health hazard, we have to, you know, stop it. And it's one example how things are today. But inside, the songs talk about different things, not just celebrating rakia as a good thing.
Also, it happened the same with marijuana. It's very illegal here in Bosnia. But you have a couple of songs about marijuana.
Yeah. I do think this is really, I mean, worldwide ridiculous prohibition that is going on. And it's stupid to make kids criminals just for having a joint in their hands. It's like stupid, especially in a country like ours where the corruption and criminal is so widespread that, you know, even the ministers or presidents are indicted in criminal charges for, you know, very serious crimes, and they mostly walk free, and then it's totally ridiculous when you see that law enforcement.
All right. That's about all the time we have left for the interview. There is a couple minutes left. Of course, you can always check it out on Facebook at the Morning After Show. And yeah, you can get the rest of that interview, that whole interview in part, I should add. So
that was the Viosa Collective from Sarajevo, and check it out. It's going to be on YouTube and the page of Band Music, the Morning After Show.
Yes, sir. We were listening to My Mother the Carjacker right before that with alongside Devil in the Woodjack. Check out the Whammies happening this weekend. It's going to be an incredible show. Yeah, lot of good local
next
bands.
Next Monday in the jail, songwriter. Yes. We got it. They stand and it's going to continue happening because it's been a success. And I want to say quickly hi to Michela Dobro, Rob Snowek, Padilla, Jordan Van Music, Dan Yuri, who's listening.
Awesome as well. We'd like to say hello to Cheryl, Oswaldo, Mr.
Laura Lukowski, Isabella, Janine, Lucas, and everybody who've been so awesome. Thank you, Artum, right. DJ, everybody.
As well as Kelly and Rod down in Victor, Calgary, Alberta. Canada.
Asael to Simon, everybody. Thank
Mr.
you
Max,
for being so awesome.
Sterno. Hey, Sterno was at the Los Rios show, or the Toaster show, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play a song for him. Hey, this is going out. Actually, we'll put this on for Mr.
Perez?
Sterno.
Okay. And, man, we need more time for this show, an extra hour.
I know, we do need an extra hour. I haven't seen Shay, though. I hope Shay's coming up next.
Okay, sunny and beautiful outside. Let's go out to the beach, man.
Yeah, well, we're listening to Get Together as One in the background. This is this has been a request from Sterno. We just like to go out there and thank everyone. You know, we come out here every week, do this thing for all of you guys. But it's up to you. It's because of what you guys, why we do what we do. And together as one, we do it together. And Yeah, so great job to all of you guys out there listening and keep supporting the local scene.
Don't forget the Cancer Society is here in UBC.
Yes.
Giving a cut hairs. It's going to be everything donated by the Cancer Research. And if you have mm-hmm. extra 6 inches of hair, come and bring it here. They want it.
Yeah.
And this is the Morning After Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
We'd also like to say hi to Larry from We Found a Lovebird. We're going to be playing your song right on after this. Sorry, guys. That was just really funny to me.
I'm going to be here until 5 p.m., so come. UBC.
They're going to be here till 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to get rid of an extra 6 inches, come down to the Student Union Building and... donate your hair for cancer for kids. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause. So yeah, like I said, we are listening to Together as One. Have a great week, everyone. We love you. We love that you support us. We support you as well. Always check out us on Facebook as well. You can check us out on vanmusic.ca as well. And just kind of find out what kind of things we're doing in the community, because as well as this radio, we go out and we clean the community. We're going to different shows. There's lots of different community events that we're always doing. And there is 3 of us currently doing the show right now. So
yeah,
there's
if
a
you
lot
guys
do
have something to want to mention it, or we are going to be happy to support you guys in any kind of event, artistic, like... movie, music, whatever you guys mm-hmm. don't know, and we're gonna try to be there covering the show for you guys and giving some promotion just for because we love it.
Yeah we've made a lot of really great friends over the years.
Yeah,
I mean,
we enjoy music,
so make new friends, so share your talents with us and we'll try and do the same to you guys.
Yeah, and goodbye for everybody. We're listening to us next week.
Together as one. I love this song. All right, yeah. yeah, that's it for all of us. Thank you so much, Mr. Prentice. Please feel better. We hope that you're with us.
Yeah, the show is
week.
Not the same without you, John.
That's right,
we need
man.
You here. Come on.
You bring us all of our events that we're going to be going to this week and everything. So anyways, yeah, that's it for us. This is Together as One from Los Ferios, asked for by Sterno. It is 1 o'clock.
Thanks, Osvaldo, and good trip. He's now going to Albania for new adventure. So thank you for the interview, everything. Keep working. Awesome. I'm enjoying your time over there.
Yes. And like I said, after this song, we will be listening to We Found a Lovebird, 2 Hours to Kill. They have just come out with a brand new album that you can currently download. Where is it? Check out We Found a Lovebird on SoundCloud.
Yeah, give us a like to the page, the Morning After Show. We're gonna be updating and sharing music and band music as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, check out We Found a Lovebird on bandcamp.com. Yeah, they have their new album out, Lobby. They'd love to play something for you or to send that to you for free. So anyways, again, thank you very much. We'll see you guys all next week.
escapes from cataleptic sleep. A thousand wonders, 2 hours to kill and a lifetime to remember. 2 hours to kill and a lifetime to remember. Ever saw a woman in half. A thousand wonders, 2 hours to kill and a lifetime to remember. 2 hours to kill and a lifetime to remember. Fun.